I could do.
In the news, part two.
Yeah, documentary about Tupac that I need to close on the assassination of him that I could do right there from it. As a matter of fact, it's Friday the 13th this year anyway, which is the day he died. It'd be fitting to do it on that day. Hold the conference the next day on a Saturday, maybe, which is how we normally do. May pay Area 51 a visit while we're in town again. We may do that. It's a bucket list thing for a lot of people. It's been thrown out there. Some cats want to do it again anyway. Spiro brought it up when I was talking to him. We did it years ago. It was a crazy, awesome trip. But never got to camp out underneath the stars out there like we wanted to do. Got all these options. I guess, but that's where I will put it. For anyone that keeps asking, everyone keeps asking this and that. Well, there you go. The best I've got to go off of thus far. Shout out to the Beard Vet out there. Oh yeah. Love to camp. Know that, Susie. Oh yeah. Yeah, man. Look to make it a good time, man. We don't have many days left. I feel, period. So, whether it's days, months, or years, in the madness, you gotta try to get some good times in, right? With friends, family, good people. I think that's what I enjoy most. Getting out there and running, meeting cats at the conferences like all of you that I've met. It's how you meet and you know good people. As I put it, shake their hand, get to meet them in the flesh, get to feel their energy. So, you know, that's a good dude. Good person right there, you know, whatever. Only one way to find out. Or that person's a piece of it. Sometimes you get burned, trust me. I've met people at these places, I've taken them in, got them good friends, and been absolutely burned by them. Yep. Smacked by them. Lud, thank you for the 7 coffees, man. And I really do hope that if we come out west, get a chance to meet some of you that haven't been able to get out here. Live on miss the live streams outside.
Dabu 7.
Look, man, I have it my way here in the future. Like I said, I get everything set up here within a year. It'd be great to, if I can get my hands on a good telescope, to pick up where Kart Racer Mike Morales left off, RIP, brother. And get us a good telescope for outside, eye in the sky, also on the moon. Live stream all the stuff. Live stream some craziness in the skies. Stuff that they can't censor and edit on us. Or they can just shut the stream down on us. All they can do. And when they do that, it's when you know that we've hit something good. But you never know what we're going to catch out there. Dark Sky Watcher used to do a lot of that. Man, he doesn't do it no more neither that I see. Someone's got to pick up what's going on with these UAPs and these objects in the skies. Because they're here. Whole different discussion. Save that for another talk. I'm going to keep pushing here. Why can so many Americans not find a job? Well, I'm here to tell you. It's by design. And when this lion-ass Biden regime is pushing out numbers saying, oh, there's this many jobs out there, and this and that, all that data is lies. It's all lies.
Pumped up.
It's proven to be lies. When you have thousands of people going out here, millions, applying for jobs, in some instances, some of these people that they're covering, like right here in these articles, they've gone out and applied for hundreds of jobs. How can anyone in a major city go apply for hundreds of jobs and not get a single one? It's set up. I'm telling you, it's a setup. It's a setup bigger than we've ever seen. You know, be thankful if you have a good job set up, good way to make money. Creative can come up with new ways. Um, with AI stepping up, robots, all this other stuff into the fray, they don't need us anymore. And that's getting more obvious, and it's getting scary. It is. We sat here and watched them we report on them destroying this country weekly. It's depressing. It's crappy. But hey, someone's got to stay on top of it and speak the truths out here. The unemployment rate, all the stuff that they're pushing out, the lies. I believe none of it. Because the proof is in the pudding. All the people out here trying to get jobs. You know, only so many people can get hired at Lowe's, at Home Depot, at these places. Only so many. Not hiring. A lot of these places have been laying off and firing even the biggest companies, left and right. So, dude, this isn't good. It's a setup, I'm telling you. All the numbers games are a lie. They've wiped all these places out. And it's what they call the ghettoization of America.
That's exactly what it is.
That's right, the ghettoization of America. Trying to turn it into Mogadishu.
Venezuela.
Yeah, that's what it is. You got to consider the defining characteristics of a ghetto. They list them right here. Number one, the residents can't afford to live elsewhere. Can't even afford to make the move and get out. That's when you know you're truly trapped. And man, I send prayers out there for everybody caught up in this. I truly do. Only thing I know to do is tell people that I know that I care for is just be close to me. Get close to me where we can ride this thing out. Because I can't help you if you ain't nowhere near me. Because this is what they're doing everywhere. I've watched dudes lose their jobs all over the place. All kinds of factories. All kinds of hauling businesses. All kinds of mills. Steel mills. All that, man. Cats getting put out with nothing. You can't find another job like it anywhere around, unless it's like in another state. And, you know, you have to pack up and leave and go to somewhere where there's no friends and no family. And I know it sucks. Trust me, because I did it. I follow God's lead. And I didn't bat an eye. And I put it in His hands.
Right.
That's what I did.
Amen.
And I went to a place. It was in the mountains where it was hours away from any help. Any help. Anyone. Not a soul. So there ain't no excuses. I won't hear from no one. And I had everything taken from me. Everything. I put it in God's hands, man. I'm a testament of it. You'll see in the end. Everything. So I know the pain that everyone's going through out there. I pray that other people can find jobs and get back on track. But,
some of
these states don't offer any help. When they're bringing in illegal migrants and giving them badges and IDs and all this other crap. Dude.
Cell phone.
Dude, that's like.
New clothes.
That's a fallen territory.
Free,
you understand me?
Free housing, free tuition.
It's an enemy territory now. It's hostile territory. Like, it's not, you have to hope there. You're outnumbered, going to be outran. And you may be raped and pillaged. And that's what I fear.
That's the next
thing. Especially if you don't have enough people like-minded around you to make a stand.
Right.
So, man, I feel the pain out there. So residents can't afford to live elsewhere. That's number one. I've known that you're in the ghetto. And it's everywhere. Everything is ripoff, number two, because options are limited. They are. Retailers and service providers know residents have no other choice but to pay what they got to pay to get what they got locally. Everything starts to break down. Nothing's fixed properly. You can't get stuff. Maintenance is poor or non-existent. All these things start to go to crap. Local services. You know, our water and everything here in this country is already decimated. It's already garbage. Most of the cities contaminated to crap and back. Best option, capture your own water and clean it. That's it. Pretty simple. Get a plan. Get a plan together. Water storage, collection and storage is key. It's going to be different in different areas. There's going to be different laws on the books, different areas. But man, just going through the first few here, you can see how this country and a lot of towns in it are breaking down just like this. Go on down the list here. The locale is unsafe. Cars are routinely broken into. Going down for a few viable businesses, but a lot of empty storefronts. That's like everywhere.
Yeah, you got them around here.
The environment starts to turn ugly. Yeah. Public transport is minimal, constantly being degraded. Most of the commerce is corporate-owned outlets. The money doesn't stay in the community. Well, you know, residents pay high rates of interest on debt. That's where we're at. Every bit of it. You just check it off the list. So yeah, America is one big ghetto at this point. If that's what they've done. So, in terms of crazy events, we know they're out there floating around. The bird flu, okay? Yeah.
Talking about that like crazy.
It seems it's not going away, and there may be something to this, unfortunately. And I'm here to warn you that if this is going to affect our daily lives, whether it's body stacked up and it's lockdowns or not.
There'll be another lockdown. Listen, they're already talking about it.
They are now saying this bird flu, which comes from birds and the chickens and everything else. How did it get in the cows? Because in a lot of these places, they're feeding the cows the chicken crap off the floors, which is crazy.
And why would you do that?
That's how you eat again.
That's how they get in the cows.
So that's how they're getting the bird flu. It's jumping.
Yeah.
And then we've already seen that it's jumped and gone into humans. So now they're saying, this is a big number when you think about it. 20% is a good chunk. 20% is 20%. So think about that. One in five samples of milk from grocery store shelves, right off the shelf,
already have it.
They're saying, has bird flu in it. Dude. Dude, this is like, I can't even put it into words. Can't you see? This is like a little pebble going off the top of a mountain that's about to become an avalanche. There's been no hysteria around this. There's no nothing. Imagine the hype of COVID-19. And then just imagine that they had come out during the height of it and said, oh God, 20% of all the milk supply is now tainted with this deadly disease. Dude. People wouldn't even touch milk if bodies are really dropping. So when you really start to see bodies drop, which is going to come, I fear, and I hate to say it, I feel it's going to come. They're going to play this card where a real pandemic is played out. We did not live through a real one. We lived through a beta test. Problem is, when this real one happens and the body starts stacking up, the whole world's going to know. What we did last time was an exercise. A ritual is what it was. All of it tied into one.
We and Bill Gates said
it was to prepare them.
To prepare for the
beta test for going live.
Yeah.
For the real deal. What's going to happen.
Right.
It's going to happen. I'm telling you, unfortunately, it's going to happen. They've done telegraphed it. They've told us it's done there. Timelines are there. If you put it in the food supply, then Dude just wipes it out. Milk and chicken. You wipe out the staples of our food supply. Oh, yeah. And they do it by going farm to farm, knocking on the door and saying, hey, we just tested a couple of your birds. They got it. You got to call the whole thing. You got till next week. We'll be back. Same thing at the dairy farms. Knock, knock. Hey, yeah, we were just moseying around back in your farm. Tested a couple of your cows. They've got it. You got to call the whole herd. You know, you've got till next week. We'll be back. Dude, this is going to cripple. Just imagine. I mean, just play it out in your mind right there. It's going to cripple everything. When this goes live, you remember me telling you. Prophetically, because it's rather obvious to me, this is what's going to happen. Milk's going to dry up, any good milk. I'm going to tell you, half of it's going to be a lie and a ruse. But the crazy part is, when they release the deadly, it's out there. When they start dropping bodies, all they're going to do is put out a headline like this, and ain't no one going to touch milk. Or you better hope you got cow that's like on your farm, you're getting the milk from, or someone that you trust. Again, man, some people just not going to realize till it's too late. So this affects the chicken. Now, do you think Chipotle knows something? They deal with massive chicken. This is dealing with the bird flu. Well, guess what they're saying? They're telling workers to get ready to preserve the chicken supply because the demand is going through the roof. This is where it's going. Yeah, goat milk is an option. I know a lot of people are not going to be onto that. But, can make soaps and things like that. Goat milk is an option.
Yeah, it is.
You know, milk does carry calciums and certain things for people out there. It's what have you. Eggs are a superfood. There's no other way around it. When it comes to chickens and eggs, it is a superfood that every single person could have. If you just have chickens and let them roam, they'll eat the bugs and all the stuff, and they'll pop out eggs. And boom, there you go. You got your non-GMO, good superfood right there, constantly being produced by God. You don't have to worry about none of this other crap. Your biggest enemy at this point is federal agents trying to show up on your property and tell you something without even proving it, and threatening you and telling you that your whole life is about to get wasted. Like they did the Amish dude.
Yep.
And the whole fight that goes on because of it. And, you know, it doesn't matter what they try to rule ultimately in that Amish case. Because states like mine, shit, you can shove it. You are not telling any one of these people they cannot sell or barter their stuff. And none of them are going to go digital, pay a tax. Like, none of it. Some places just built different, dude. And it just ain't going to fly. Like I said, when you roll down my road, back roads here, if there's an animal I'm going to hit outside of a squirrel or a deer, it's chicken. Coming off of someone's yard, just down to the road, because that's the way of life. And to me, it's how everyone should be across this country, independent. Not depending on these chains. And those grocery chains should be packed full of your produce that all you guys are growing anyway. And you should be making the money. You need to flip a damn script on this stuff, man.
That's right.
Come on.
That's the way it should
get a hold on it.
Yep.
Best way to do it is maybe set up shop, buy your own little spot or market in town, and start to make these moves.
Right.
You have to be the change you seek. And if you're in an area where they want to give you problems, take it into private property. Only let those that got a pass, those that ain't snitching, those that are righteous, come in. You know? Big Bags. Get that right. Hoodie Ross building. So check this out. If anybody cares, they're exterminating us right in front of your eyes. They sure are. They're doing it through a plethora of different ways.
Is that right? They sure are.
Mass killing all kinds of people, all the disease,
murder, through all these
everything.
Attacks.
Look at this.
Multi-vectors.
U.S. birth rates alarmingly slide to the lowest level since 1979, failing to exceed the replacement rate.
That's not an accident. That's done by the...
Do you know what that means? When a country falls below this threshold, if you can never recover, you will cease to exist.
That's right. It's true.
One day, in the offing, you will cease to exist. If you don't turn it around, if you don't do something. China, and their one-child policy, the policies they put in place for years, has decimated the gap in the workforce, the age group, and all this other stuff, and the rate at which children are being born in their country. So much so that they're going to go into reverse. They already have. They've already slipped from the top spot. India is now the most populated place on the planet, and it will be from here on out for the rest of our lives. And China's going in reverse, dude.
Yeah, they are. A lot of trouble.
This is coming from a country that had no problem taking the guns from their own people and murdering millions, putting them in ditches. Do your damn research, man, while you still can. See what some of these real murderers and tyrants did to millions of people, of their own people. Okay, so they have no way, they have no qualms with soft killing people, which is what all this is, soft kill. Boiling the frog. People don't even understand what's going on until it's too late.
Yep. They boil it
slowly. So yeah, U.S. birth rates
are
there. That's where we're at. Add the suicides in on top.
Real high.
This ain't good.
No, it's not.
Teach us the hacker. Yeah, Tooch is higher. We still have Tooch, Tacos, Panther, Hoodie, D. White, all the crew out there. So, keep it pushing. Let's get into the protests. MC Dirty, thank you for the host, my brother. Columbia. I'm sure some of you guys out there have definitely heard about these protests. They've exploded. If you don't know, the label already being put on them is BLM 2.0.
Yep, it looks like.
And when BLM was out there hot on the scene, so was I. I told you. They're just going to heat up the summer. The goons are going to come out somewhere.
They are.
And here they are.
This is it. Back again.
This is it.
The hired extras going out to make money.
This is it.
Cause mayhem.
BLM has been put on the back burner. Doesn't mean that they're not mixed in these places and everything else. But the name, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. The same mob bosses. End-level video game bosses like, dude, George Soros and companies are supporting this.
The goons are at it again, the bosses.
The same money masters.
Yep.
It's just a different year, a different generation.
Different counter, but still same.
And they're just getting paid to do it.
Yep.
That's all it ever is. I'll take you back to the day Dabu 7 decided to get up off his ass and drive to a town called Ferguson. Where a dude named Michael Brown was killed, and all hell broke loose in the streets.
I remember.
And the next thing we knew, and this was long before George Floyd and all this other stuff, all hell broke loose throughout St. Louis and Ferguson. It turned into an absolute war zone.
Sort of set the precedent for
and
all
I was there, live streaming it from the streets.
That happened.
Now I learned quick, because I went. And I didn't sit at home just watching other crap. I went. I seen. Hold up. I heard with my ears. And I saw things that weren't right. I seen and heard people talk about getting paid. and checks getting cut, and then large groups being trained, and they have to be at certain places at certain times, and it was massively organized, and they were going to certain facilities where they were all being trained, checks being cut, and all. I'm like, what in the is going on, dude? Like, this is nuts. Like, what have we discovered? Well, we discovered George Soros and his NGOs opening up shop, paying protesters right here in this country, which is treason.
And they're doing it again. That's what's happening with these college
students. To cause chaos. If I was doing this, they'd assassinate me on the spot. Or if you tried to come anywhere close to doing this. But mob bosses like Soros sit back in the cut. FBI don't have the snipers on him. Ain't kicking in his doors. Ain't checking him. Taking his money. No, they're not. Never are. Why is that? This is treason. You can't stop it unless you cut the head off the snake. Same dude in conglomerate. Sending waves of migrants into Europe and into all those countries calling chaos for years. It's been doing it here for years. Yeah. And getting away with it. And they know this.
Over and over again.
He backs Biden. He backs Obama. They're all one big club. Yeah. He's one of the top boss hogs. And he don't care. Because he just don't. He don't care to put his name and his face and everything out there. To take the blame for it. Take the fall for it. He don't care. He just don't care. Nope. He will openly do this. It's like... It's him trying to show all of you, all of us, that he's untouchable. And it's got to change. If there's any revolutionary out there, you know who the enemy is. These dudes, these Les Wexners, and all this other crap, that sit in their mansions, not sweating nothing, forking out money like a Scarface, to send droves of these people across the country, and most of them don't even know why they're there. Youth. The youth. Just like going to a party. Just like going to a football game. Just like going anywhere. When energy starts to get high, and people start screaming and chanting and doing all this, it becomes attractive. And when you make it a cool thing, or especially you're paying people, dude, it's war. Not only are they bringing in illegal migrants across the border, which literally are here to kill us. Chinese sitting in the dark in the bushes in these compounds that are sitting there. We should have patriots surrounding these places right now. But no, nobody cares. Actually, it's not happening at all. But this explodes. Will anyone confront this? Will anyone take on this? No, they won't. They won't. How? How are you going to do it? Do you got an army? Can you pay them? Can you counter this? Do you got billions? No, you don't. If you do and you've been sitting there this whole time, I'd say you're a bitch. And if you've got it, you better dump it. What are you doing? Like, some of us out here are ready to put our lives on the line. We'll do it. It's got to be for the right reasons, man. It's got to be the right stuff. And some of you just sitting there, sitting on goods? Like, dude, it's game time. Like, it's game time. Some of you got the means
to stop some of these goons. It doesn't mean
doing all these bad things to get you thrown in jail. You can take avenues, righteous avenues, all day long to fight this beast. You can start with a handful of lawyers, all types of stuff. But you always got an excuse, don't you?
Yeah,
you need to let them hang. That's what you need to do. We're running out of time. It's done. This country's getting destroyed and gutted. Our forefathers rolling over, doing backflips in their graves. Sick. You just want to sit there and watch. It's pathetic. Anyway, when the day comes, some of us will die out here fighting, defending this country and all this other stuff. We'll probably be hunted down by drones and all this other shit. But what does some of the rest care? Chances are, if you're ever on the other side of these transmissions, of these big events that are about to happen, and you're living a good life, it's because you bowed down to the beast. That's what's coming. This wave of protest is designed to tear this place down. The last time BLM came through was it 2022? Jay from the Ville, maybe if you're still out there. When did they hit Louisville? Was it 21, 22? Here within the past few years, they went through and they were wrecking towns. And I was in Louisville when they did it, and I filmed it. They were burning down everything, smash and grab, as the police watched. This is going to be that same thing. We're here. So the protesters saying that they're in an impasse with administrators on coming to peaceful terms with this whole thing. So all these demonstrators are basically saying, you need to break up your ties with Israel. In the end, it's all hogwash because it's all controlled by the same hands.
The same good.
The same hands that control both sides of every war.
Right.
It's all a puppet show to cause chaos, divide and conquer. It's exactly what it is.
Yep.
Just be fortunate that you have the knowledge to see it for what it is. A lot of people run around out there and live their lives oblivious to this. Get caught up in it one way or another. Look at these kids, all this youth out here. They're there because somehow they've been convinced, a lot of it just by a check, that they need to go shout down these universities. The only reason they're doing it is because they were paid to go there.
That's what I think, a majority of them.
Okay. NYPD steps up and says they are not going to set up an encampment, an occupation type style zone inside of NYC. It's not going to be tolerated. They're not going to do what they did in Seattle. They're not going to allow it. We'll see. We'll see about that. We'll see what they're going to allow, what they won't. This massive encampment, if it comes into form and stands, it could start to be a big thing here. I don't know if you guys remember the Occupy movement from years ago, but it was like the same thing. This would be like 2.0. Again, we've seen these things before. It's like they're all coming together now for a different version at the same time.
Right.
In an election year. It's definitely all planned, and this is to cause chaos. Absolute chaos. So USC just canceled its commencement to avoid these protesters. So I expect to see more of this as well. Other places just making a move saying, hey, we're canceling stuff, letting the storm blow over. How long will the storm last? This is just getting started. It's springtime and it's just blooming. The warm weather is just rolling in.
Oh, yeah.
This is an election year. These cats are going to march all the way till inauguration day. I'm telling you right now.
This
is how it's done.
That's how it starts
out. It's just begun.
Yep.
Okay, so.
The race is on.
That's it. I don't know what cities, what places, what is going to have big events coming up, but I can just feel certain places are going to be on the radar here. Coming up. And check this out. This movement, all tied into the left, so hardcore that they're mixing in the whole Free Palestine with the LGBTQ stuff. And as you can see here, they have trannies, drag queens, teaching the kids to chant Free Palestine. Okay? So what's bad about this is they're hijacking something that should be being done righteously, like Free Palestine, like righteously. Everyone has a right to live and breathe. They should not be getting genocided.
Correct.
By the Mossad and the same people that took down our towers and murdered our people left and right.
Yeah, that's right.
They shouldn't be. They should not be getting genocided.
Nobody should.
They shouldn't. Period. No one should be getting genocided, but they've hijacked caring for them. You see, it's like a magic trick. It's like a black occult magic trick.
Exactly.
For real.
Yeah, it's magic.
So if you do really care,
maybe some sorcery or say anything about these people,
well, guess what? You're part of the Free Palestine movement now that's taking over everywhere. You see how that works? Do you see how it works? So if you dare say free Palestine, those people don't deserve to be getting genocided. Well, you're part of them. You're part of the ones taking over all the places. And then, you see? Do you see what it causes? I'm telling you, it's a magic trick. I'll show you what's going on here.
Today what we're going to do is we're going to shout free Palestine. Can I hear that?
Free Palestine!
Give you a drag queen and you know it, shout
free Palestine!
Give you a drag
queen. It is saying, if you're a drag queen and you know it, say free Palestine. And all the kids are yelling free Palestine. This is subliminal. This is sick. This is evil. Yeah. Demonic.
Definitely.
It's as slow as it gets, and you wonder why this country's being brought down and destroyed. Because this is being allowed.
It should stop this from its very inception. This is very wrong, so many levels, spiritually.
This is...
And mentally, emotionally.
Ridiculous. I don't know. Are you putting your kid in a school like that? Huh? Are you putting your kid in a school where they go into the classroom and they're told, oh, if you need to use the restroom, you can go to the kid, you can go to the litter box in the corner. Since today, you identify as a cat. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're going to tolerate that insanity? Like, you just better stay 20 feet away from me at all times. Nowhere in my space. Not even in my state. You understand me?
That's right. That's crazy.
You're gonna put that kind of thinking on the people? Dude, let me tell you something. Some of these people, you know, back in the day, like where I come from, like, just to get this get beat down. Old fashioned beat down when they step out of line. Beat down. Understand? And back when you're out of line when you were a kid, someone would go, they'd take, go get the switch off the tree, go get the switch. You know what that meant?
Yeah,
just switching. Why?
Non-stop. Yeah.
We need to reach the youth with
really
knowledge.
Right now,
all these youth, man, wouldn't it be cool if we could find a way to like get on the ground, boots on the ground, and start like it's like talking to these youth, like, gathering them up, and catching like this girl here and others. They're caught on film and they're asked, why are you here? And the girl admits they don't even know why they are there.
That's because they're being paid.
Do you know why we're protesting, Yersel? Oh, I wish I was educated on it. Like, none of you know even what you're doing. Well, we should be taking this moment to educate them.
That's why they're there.
Educate them what's really going on.
There.
And turn this army against them.
Right.
Send it back the other way. Like, you know that the reason this country's falling apart is because a guy named George Soros does just this. And show them examples of how he's doing it all across the world. And actually educate them like we do. On what's actually happening. And then, like, send them out of there. Turned. That is what needs to happen.
Yeah, but they're getting paid, though. It might
and
not
all of
easy.
You could be participating in doing this. Just get off your ass and go. And speak. It's all it takes. It's all it takes.
That's it.
It's all it takes. Peacefully educating some of these youth, because they'll stand there and they'll listen. They'll get interviewed. They'll get made look a fool, and they'll know it. We should be taking the time to educate. I'm going to play this clip, and you'll see what I'm talking about here.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
I came from
Colombia. I was there all the way in Colombia, and we came down. They started
Okay, so there you go. They're just blind youth, man. They said it themselves. She said it herself. I wish I was educated on it. She said it herself.
Right out of her own mouth.
This is the only way we're going to counter this, man. It's boots on the ground. They won't let us reach them through the internet. They won't let me reach the youth at all. Places like YouTube and all that. Akuse. Over on D-Live. Behind mature content walls. And all this other crap. They won't let the youth hear the truth at all. The only way to do it is this way. Do it like a missionary. Hit the ground with pamphlets of the truth. Tell them to find Dabu 7. Tune into one of these shows. You know I'll give it to them. Whatever you gotta do. You should be printing the truth and truths out and getting it to the youth. That is it. That is the answer. If you've been looking for it, there it is. It's people gotta do it.
You print these flyers in English and Spanish.
That's it. We need to be countering, getting little squads together, half a dozen or more, going out, just walking around, targeting these events. We know where they're going now at this point and what they're doing. And just start working the crowd. Don't go in violence. Don't go in hate. Don't go... I mean, be prepared to protect yourself. But you're rolling up on girls like this. You know you're not going to be squabbing them in the streets. You should be dropping knowledge on them, man. Dude, man. That's how you create warriors. And how you flip the script, dude. I'm telling you. I swear. It's like in me. I wish I was there. Yeah, this is what I do, and I don't even have the money to go to these places right now. It sucks so bad. They've crippled me. I feel I should be in these places, live streaming, doing just what I'm telling you right now. I feel it in my soul. Who else is gonna do it? Nobody gonna get up off that ass and do anything.
Nope, they're too asleep. Two video games and two video watch TV.
Salute to the few out there that put in work. You know who you are. But it's very few. Everybody else that sits around watches.
TV.
This country is a company. And you are an employee in this corporation. Matter of fact, you are.
Yep.
They created a straw man on you at birth. If you know nothing about that, you've got homework to do.
A lot of it.
But this whole thing's been hijacked to destroy this country by design. Like I said before, they're using our people. The only way to do anything is to counter this with knowledge, as I said. There's no other way around it.
Yep, it's the only way.
It's the answer, and that's what needs to be done right now. Just like people need to be going to the border and standing there and like doing something to arrest people physically and eject them out of this country. To make a physical wall of people. Have you even tried that yet? Like, it needs to be done. And film it, live stream it, do whatever it takes. But, like, it's going to take action from people.
Yeah, the cops aren't doing it.
The biggest fear here is that most people are going to want to make a move when it's too late. Everyone's just going to sit there like they are tonight, listening to live streams, doing whatever, living their lives. And no one's... It's not till lights are out. And you're gathering around with a bunch of neighbors and strangers. It's been a week. Lights have been out. Everyone's flipped out. Everyone's concerned. And you don't know what to do. You wish you made moves doing all these different things, man. The time is now, I'm telling you. At some point, this thing's coming down. Now look, this whole thing with George Soros and them... We need to be turning these people back toward them in their offices. I mean, for real. I mean, we need to be making, like, boss moves here. You know, I pray to the Most High. If you could send forth a righteous individual...
Or
individuals. ...that believes in you, that is of you, that has the money and the means...
To provide it to them.
...to righteously go to war here.
Right. For your cause.
Please send them forth to do your bidding, Lord God.
Yes.
To counter this, exactly as I speak here tonight, to be able to take this knowledge and information and just spread it in the streets, simply. Have the money to supply people, gas money, hotel money to get there, and to cover these events and do them the way it needs to be done. To spread the word. To do the work of the Most High. To change the tide here. If you could send that forth, it would be great. Because I know we'd utilize it, and we would change the game. We'd be the only ones out here doing it. We'll try to speak it into existence. We have to have something to counter this evil, like George Soros and these boss hog mafia dudes. Last time I asked God to send somebody, a millionaire, into my life, I forgot to throw righteous in there. And he sent one in my way. And he's one of the evilest son of a bitches ever crossed my path. So you have to be careful with what you wish for. Sometimes, let me tell you. Anyhow, it's not just Soros at this point. The Chinese are here doing a lot of this stuff openly. And your government's not doing anything to stop it. What does that tell you? Tells me that we've been sold out. That they know about it. At this point, it's like America's asleep at the wheel. They're all watching that no one's doing anything. So they're just continuing to pillage this place. Nah, no one's doing anything. No one's doing anything.
We'll just keep doing it. Because nobody's going to stand
up. Meantime, the enemy is filing in migrants. Migrants going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Off the charts.
Hey, man. Much love, NorCal. All the borders are getting invaded. With the five coffees, man. I appreciate the support more than you know. I appreciate from all you guys out there to the fullest. Migrants fighting here, as you can see.
Yo, migrants fighting.
They're fighting each other.
Yeah.
Fighting each other with chains and sticks and
sticks, whatever they can
it's
grab.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it looks Stone Age.
It's just chaos all over the place.
It's just erupting all over, everywhere.
And we've got a few states here that are actually making it illegal for illegal immigrants to come into their state.
They should. It's about time. Yeah, it's about time. They should have already done.
We've got conservative states like Florida, Iowa, Louisiana, Tennessee, Georgia, Oklahoma, all putting laws on the books now. Saying that this ain't happened. The illegals are not coming into our state. We also have Arizona and New Hampshire there with laws. They're trying to get on the books as well to stop. And I foresee other states doing the same thing. You know, they're all for a migrant. But a migrant is not an illegal criminal, you know, that's been trained by the CCP to come kill, you know, and all this other stuff. Rapists, as we've seen coming across left and right. As we get invaded, our Senate, treasonous Senate, passes a $95 billion aid bill for Ukraine. This is for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And in it, they put the forced sale of TikTok. Stating that that's what has to happen. So when we look at Ukraine, we come to find out that the United States is secretly arming Ukraine with long-range missiles that could have any kind of weaponry attached to them, nukes, anything. All right, these HIMARS rockets can hit targets up to 190 miles away. And Russia's got to know that the U.S. is doing this. So Poland is becoming a major player, and they have been in every world war. Poland, ready to help Ukraine round up military-aged men. That's right, round up military-aged men to go get slaughtered, if anybody cares. Again, it's genocide. Just another form and fashion right there. It's ridiculous.
It's wrong.
Anyone caught up in it, it's sickening. So Poland selling its people out. And the Polish president admitting that the major infrastructure projects that are going on inside their country has a dual military purpose, meaning that everything that they're doing, roads, highways, buildings, everything that they're doing has a dual military purpose tied inside of it. That is crazy. Meaning nukes and anything else could be hidden in buildings. Everything is being set up for a military purpose, and they're freaking admitting it.
Yeah, they are.
In the open.
That's the Polish government.
Okay.
Doing that.
Guess what they're saying? They want to send nukes to Poland.
Yep. They do.
Nukes to Poland. Huh. That's right. Russia says it will target U.S. nuclear weapons if they appear. So this is it. This is the big one.
Yep.
Russia's saying they pop up on radar anywhere in the region, we're taking them out.
Okay.
This is what I think is going to happen. Some kind of weapons facility is going to get blown sky high. You're going to see it. You mark my words. Massive. It's going to happen. If not multiple hits, it leads into major stuff. We're step by stepping this into major war. Scripted or not, World War I and II, they played out and millions died. Same with this one. Scripted or not, it's how it goes. Until the minions are stopped here. And, I wanted to point out here that there was a treaty that they just had, a resolution from the UN to ban nuclear weapons in space, but Russia vetoes it. Vetoes it. Why would they do that? Because they've got nuclear capabilities and weapons in subspace, I'm telling you. They've got what look like to be satellites, and so do we, sitting there. They can launch missiles. Space-based weapons. Get out of here. You know we've got them. We've got an entire space force now. Okay? And look at this next one. About EMPs. Of course they can be launched from satellites. But boy, they could... From satellites... that detonate themselves at the right altitude, but the satellite itself could drop something, release something. There's a ton of different things that could be done. An EMP top of the list, we've warned about this for years. And don't forget, North Korea has 2 satellites going over our country every day that could do just this. You want to know what's also concerning? China's becoming more aggressive as all the stuff is going down. Very. You want to know what should totally drop jaws right now? This is insane. And this should show you we are about to go into massive war. Our United States military in the open, in front of everybody, because I guess that's the best place to hide it. In front of the sheep these days. It's right in front of their face.
Plain sight.
They are converting our oil rigs into military bases.
Yes, they are. Sure.
Better
are.
Wake up, It's about to go down, dude.
Anytime.
With China, it's how it's scripted, it's how it's meant to be. They're turning our oil rigs into military bases that they can fly off of, land on, launch missiles off of. It's all they got to do in the Pacific. And this has everything to do with the Pacific and solely the Pacific. Because they ain't got nothing but Hawaii and Guam sitting out there. It's a huge ocean. No landing strips. If they sink your battleship, it's done. Also, if they sink your oil rig, it's done. Not to mention if it's an oil rig, it'll probably catch fire. But this is what they're doing. They're converting them into military bases, if anybody cares. We talk about on the cusp of major war, and there it is. Oh, yeah, I keep telling you, shipping lanes getting attacked. The United States can't protect them anymore because they're weak. UK, they can't protect it with us neither. UK Navy reporting 2 vessels attacked on the Red Sea, 1 damaged. It just keeps happening. These boats are getting hit, sunk, wiped out. You can't even safely take cargo through these canals if you're anything related to the West. If you're not with the other side, it's getting shut down. This is absolutely crazy. It's never been like this ever. Sure, our vessels have gotten shot at, had to close the hatches to go through these areas, but nothing like this. We're literally getting our asses kicked over here and doing nothing in return. Look at this. This is crazy. Out of Iran, a popular rapper out of Iran, sentenced to death for supporting the anti-hijab protest. So these protests against the hijab, covering women's faces, he rapped about it, and they sentenced him to death, dude. It's how sick of a world we live in.
It's really bad. It's going to get worse.
I pray for the brother. I don't know him. Completely different religion. He's a human being at this point fighting for his life because he spoke truth against this beast.
They didn't like it.
So, pray that he lives, but...
Yeah, miraculously, they don't care. Live, get away from
him. They'll 30-day him off with his head.
Hopefully something will intervene to stop it.
Meantime, you know. I told you this before. This is what happens when your cart gets pulled and you make a good sacrifice. You pay a big price to the beast. Harvey Weinstein and his conviction gets overturned. He was sentenced to 23 years in prison at the top of all this felony sex crime charges. All the stuff just gets overturned completely. Like, what?
Somebody just how wiped does this it happen? Out. It doesn't well, normally
how does Bill Cosby get the same thing? Yeah. And get thrown in prison, done for, must and then
paid a bunch free. Of people off, probably.
When your sacrifice to the evil ones is large enough, you can walk again.
Yep. You give your soul over to the devil. And
that's exactly what has happened here.
Yep.
I'm telling you. In the meantime, you want to try to get any righteous stuff done, like any people that got sucked into a honeypot in, J6, freed. They're not going to do it. If you want to get any truths out there about undercover FBI agents or anything like that, they're not going to do it. As you can see in this one here, a judge shoots down any effort to try to identify the FBI and undercover agents that were on the scene January 6th. So we know they were there. We know there were all kinds all over the place. But they don't want their names thrown out there at all, like doxed. Because they fear they're going to get hunted down, beat down, harassed, all this other stuff. Once their information's out there. So... And I'll end with this. They think there are too many of us here on this planet. And that is it. That is what Alex Newman is warning here.
Hey.
It's the bottom line. It's what's really going on here. They want to eradicate us big time. I told you tonight, America's numbers are in reverse. If we don't change something here,
quickly,
once you keep going in reverse, eventually you will cease to exist.
Correct.
In terms of population growth. And, man, it's just crazy. It's like we're on the Titanic, and I'm sitting here reporting from it as it's sinking all the time.
That's literally how it is. Slowly.
Sinking a little bit more, a little bit more.
It's sinking.
It's getting crazier.
Yep.
Over and over. It's just what it feels like all the time. Sometimes it's like, we just get this thing on already. You know, like.
4:29 a.m.
Much love, Tooch. I want to let everybody know out there, you can find the replays